Just start off with your takeaways from the win tonight.
Oh, it was a good team win. We beat them 7-1 last time, so I think going into it, we wanted to worry about their mindset a little bit, but I thought they handled it great, getting the puck deep and going to work and doing what we do all in the D zone. But Cali, again, did a great job, so we'll take a good team win on the road.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned it, but coming in and playing a team you've already beaten 7-1 after a big sweep over Providence, how do you kind of avoid a letdown in a trap game and really kind of coming out and dominating again?
Yeah, our practice this week, they're hard. Day one on Monday when we got back, it was a full skate. We did a lot of full ice drills, a lot of contact and compete, and we kept that theme throughout the rest of the week. I think those kind of weeks set you up for success. And then in the weight room, they were feeling like the legs were a little heavy going into morning skate this morning. But we reiterated them today. Like, we were sore and tired against Minnesota day two. We can do this. And just if we keep the same mentality, like, that we're going to win hockey games and do our job, I think we're going to be all set.
Yeah, obviously Yuna's been successful. She scored 4 goals in the last three games now. What do you think has made her successful recently?
Yeah, I mean, she came in the office at the beginning of the year and wanted to talk about strategy and ways. You know, at the beginning of the season, she kind of got off to a slow start. So we strategized with her that it's all mentality. She has the skill, she has the ability. She just has to play the game right. And we feel like she's been doing that. And I think you see it in her game that she looks like she's having a blast out there. So that's the biggest thing as well.
And then obviously Sydney Healy also with 2 goals. A couple impressive individual plays. Just what did you see from her and what made her effective tonight?
Yeah, she's getting better and better every game that we've played. I mean, after the offseason, she had a great offseason. She's came in faster and stronger and more. Her IQ's somehow taken another level, and she has such a great one. So it's been cool to see her produce and setting up her teammates.
And the power play as well, it looked like you guys basically kept possession of the puck the entire time. Puck never left the offensive zone. What do you think's been clicking in that aspect recently?
Yeah, both our power plays are a little bit different. Vogt's unit drags the puck low, and we try to create scoring chances from there. And then the Welkies, you know, they have a little bit of, obviously, a twin connection, but they get everyone involved. We've been practicing out through the week. We had a good video session yesterday about power plays, so they've just taken it by storm, and they take a lot of pride in it.
What went behind putting Healy on the top line, replacing Bachman with the Welkies?
We're trying new things. I think this is a good week to try new things. We know that Bachman and the Welkies worked against Providence. We know that works. Sid, Vogt, and Claire also work. So we're trying some new things. I think it's a good time in the year to mix some things up and see how it goes.
Do you expect the lines to be shifted again tomorrow for the second game?
I'm probably not the one to answer that question for you. Obviously, we're going to watch the film and debrief as a team. We did try to switch things up by the end of the game, so we'll see where it goes after we watch video.
Yeah. I guess the last thing, just defensive effort kept them to a low number of shots pretty much the whole game. Just what can you say about Cali and also just the defensive effort in preventing shots?
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about Cali. She's been our rock all year. She's steady. She's playing the puck a lot tonight, which was helping our D out. I think our defensemen just do a great job communicating and using our defensive strategies to keep the puck out of the net.
All right. I guess to start, could you just walk us through your 2 goals?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the first one, Vogt made a perfect pass to me. You know, I think, like, our power play's really been working hard on trying to find open, soft areas and stuff on the ice. So, you know, I was just glad that Vogt found me on that one. I mean, the second one, Louisa really pulled that player back for me to bring that puck out to the middle. So, you know what, I owe it to my teammates on those ones.
Yeah, but the power play goal, looking back at the video, it looked like Merrimack didn't even touch the puck, and it didn't leave the offensive zone. Just what's been clicking on that power play for you guys recently?
Honestly, like, I think, you know, we all really believe in each other on that power play, and I think it's showing on the ice that we all trust each other with the puck and everything like that, so it's been going really well.
And then what was it like playing on that the top line with the Welkies today?
You know what? I love playing with the Welkies. They play very smart. They have really good chemistry, and you know it's always fun to play with them. I love playing with everyone though, and it's super cool though to get to play with them.
Yeah, I wonder if you could just sort of take us like inside the vibe of the locker room these days. Coach has talked a lot about the buy-in with this group, and obviously you've won 8 in a row now. Just what's it like to be a part of that locker room?
You know, like, I think one of the big things for us is we really aren't even focusing on the winning at all. Like, I think really, we're focused on each other and the success of our teammates and stuff, which I think overall is really helping with our success.
Anything? Yeah, I mean, now you've outscored Merrimack 12-2 in 2 games. Obviously another one coming up, but just what do you think has made you successful against this opponent specifically?
I think we're just playing our game. I think we're going back to the simple plays. We're moving the puck well. And I think overall that's paying off. We're not, you know, we're not stooping down to other teams' levels. We're playing just our simple structured game.
obviously you had confidence coming into the season, but like, did you expect that you would be on an 8-game winning streak, 9-3 at this point in the season coming in?
You know what? Honestly, no. I don't really expect anything going into any of the games, going into any of the seasons or anything like that. But, you know, I think overall it's super cool to kind of have this experience. But, you know, I think overall as a team, we're not focusing on it. I know I'm not really focusing on it. I just think that that's really helping us buy into the season and stuff. And, you know, it's nice. But, you know, I think overall the success of the team is even better.
Last one for me, just the defensive effort tonight. You limited them to 16 shots, and I think they had under 10 for most of the game. Just what do you think was working well on that side of the puck?
You know what? I think I can always give credit to Callie. Callie's been crushing it in net. You know, Mari, even when she's playing as well, like, you know, they're solid goaltending, which always gives, you know, the back end confidence as well. Our D are playing solid, getting pins, you know, hard back checks and stuff. Shout out to Neely in this game today because she had a great back check and she got rewarded with a goal. But, you know, I think overall just like we're all buying in, we're playing aggressive, we're playing physical. And, you know, again, shout out to Callie and Mari for playing solid games.